signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. My
Lord knows they'll try to silence our voice.
2023. It's Monday, second hour. And my good friend, my brother from another mother, Rob James. Rob, are you there?
How you doing, sir?
There you go. We're going to get into some 9/11 stuff. I know you're into this. I'm into this. We're going to get into this. We're going to take care of a couple calls first, but I'm definitely going to bring you into the loop. We're going to do some 9/11 stuff here. But let's take care of a couple of these calls first. We're going to go back to Florida, talk to my good friend here, Charlie in Florida. Charlie, you're back on.
Yeah, hey, am I on now?
You're on. You're live.
Okay, yeah. On the strike, I think they're going to get it. They may not get the whole 46%, but they're going to get almost all of it. They'll probably negotiate it, but they're going to get it. And the reason they're going to get it is because they're getting the Biden administration right where it hurts right now. Because what they're doing right now is one of the reasons they're striking is that they're saying that these electric vehicles are more dangerous to build. And they're wanting more money because of the danger it takes in building them. And so if they're not going to shut down this electric car push. They're going to keep it going. They're going to push it to try to ram this down our throats. So they're going to get what they want. And that's going to make the price of these stupid cars even go up even higher.
That's exactly what will kill that's exactly what will kill the industry. What's left of the industry? That's exactly what will kill it. A price hike passed off to the consumer. It's not. I don't know what they're going to have to charge. What, another $2,000, $3,000 more for the car now?
Oh, who knows? Probably way more than that. And listen, that's why I said you're on fire here too, because. See, that's going to drive up the price so high that nobody's going to afford it. Exactly. Nobody's going to be able to buy it. And they're basically going to go riding their bicycle, just like you were pointing out, into these 15-minute city thing. And it's going to bring in the whole extra crap that we got coming with it. You know, the CDC
and everything. Have you noticed, Charlie, the number of electric bicycles out there now? Have you noticed these electric bikes?
No,
everywhere.
Sir.
Everywhere.
I haven't noticed it.
Oh man, electric bikes! They're got these huge inflated tires, and kids and adults are riding them now. And it's I said to a guy the other day, I said, "God, what's this cost you?" Well, we bought two of them for $2,000 a piece, and my mom, I said, "Well, that's a lot of cutting grass." He said, "Well, I paid like half. My mom paid the other half." But and I said, "So what's the charge take you? How far does the charge take you? How many hours? 5 hours. 5 hours." Of riding around on this electric bike, 5 hours. That's what it gives you.
5 hours, huh? And then with the tires being overinflated, it probably takes a lot more exercise to pedal it anywhere after that.
I don't think they use the pedal parts. The pedals are for looks, man. They don't pedal thing. No, it's just an electric bicycle.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I think, this is what this whole thing is about. They're trying to... They're hitting the Biden administration for this because they're converting over to the electric car industry and they're more dangerous, which I'm sure they're more dangerous to build because these electric things explode. They're fire hazards.
Yeah, they are.
Batteries.
We've seen that. You know, I'm going to go on a limb here and I'm going to make a prediction. Rob, maybe you want to make a prediction also, but They're not going to get 46%, not even close to that. I'm looking at maybe possibly 13 to 16%. That's what I'm going to guess on this one here. 13 to 16% pay raise. They're not going to get their 32 hours, 40-hour pay for a 32-hour work week. And they may give them some extra benefits for the retirement stuff. But I do believe this is designed to push us into the direction much faster on the green agenda here. Like I said, if they gave them 46% pay raises and then 4% every year or 6% every year, they're going to price themselves out of business. They're not going to have jobs anymore.
The average United car worker employee already makes over $32 an hour.
Right.
So if you add 46, they're looking over, what, almost $50, $60 or $70? I don't know. Add half of 32 into it.
Yeah. They're not going to be able to pass this on to the consumer. As they do most of their increased costs, passing off 46% plus benefits and other things they'll give them, they would have to jack their cars up quite a bit if they're going to be paying out 50%. So I don't think the consumer can handle it, and I do believe it's something to destroy the auto industry itself and then further push us a little faster into the green agenda. So these auto workers will be out without a job, and they think they're going to blackmail, basically have the government over a barrel here on this one here. Hey, the corporations lost money. The corporations already lost money on woke, for God's sakes. What's the billions of loss on being woke on the LGBTQ transgender agenda? How much do they lose on that?
How much money have we spent in Ukraine too, which is a total waste.
Yeah, this is not total waste. I'll say 13 to 16%. What do you think, Rob?
Well, here's my take on this. I've been in the auto industry for almost 40 years. As a mechanic, worked my way up through, I was in union, non-union, and I was just discussing this with a friend yesterday, and I said to him, I go, you know, how is it that there's such a disparity in a trade? Like, here, he's in HVAC, I'm in this, and he was in auto mechanics, and he saw that the industry had kept going down and down and down, and a master technician, I've been quadruple master technician over the years. I still can't even get where I'm at because this economy is in such dungeon and so horribly depressed. People keep saying, oh, we're going into a recession. No, we're already in a depression. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. Agreed.
It's failing. It's living on the methadone. You know what our economy is living on? The government accounts for 30% of our economy. Yeah. We're paying to keep the economy afloat, to keep the government afloat. Okay? I bill out at $165 an hour, and I get $35 an hour, and I can't even book in a 30, 40-hour a week productivity.
Yeah.
So the point being is these guys out there, it is a planned demolition of what's left.
Right.
I heard three years ago that Toyota Motor Corporation for forklifts was going to stop production of internal combustion engines for forklifts.
Right.
Those were like the most dependable engines out there for simplicity, for average industrial stuff. They have systematically, when you're talking about this woke agenda, they have these mega corporations have held all these corporations over a financial barrel to leverage them to do what they want in order to destroy themselves. Mm-hmm. So they're literally damned if they do or damned if they don't. And right. And there is no way in hell 46% is a realistic number.
It's
4 to 6%.
Yeah.
These guys went on strike for just a regular wage increase over the last deal. So, no, this is all made up, meaning it's intentional to destroy. I go with Steve on this.
Yep.
It's a destruction of what's left of the auto industry in this country because they've already outsourced everything.
Yep.
Years ago, Mary Berry did it with GM after they got bailed out. And they shipped everything production over to China.
Yeah.
My nephew's driving a Chinese-made engine vehicle.
Yeah.
And the point being is everybody's got to stop looking at the I tell people, pay attention to what's not being spoken about. Yeah. Pay attention to that. The stuff in the forefront is chatter. You got to look at what are they trying to do. They know darn well they cannot get this agenda of electric cars through. Why?
Yeah.
Well, either one of two things. They haven't been producing enough of them, and they're not allowing them to be tax credited now, which keeps enough of them out of the country. So they're literally destroying it. But is that because they intentionally know that there's that many people that are going to die over the next 5 years from the Rona jab?
Very true. Very true. Very true. Very true.
You won't need the cars.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Charlie, I appreciate your call, and we got to move on. We got a bunch of calls in the loop here now. So thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Good question. Good commentary. Appreciate that. You know, Rob, we haven't even talked about the switch over from working on combustion engines to electric. There must be a lot of technical stuff, sensors, this and that. And that training, as far as I know, is not happening. So what are you just going to just put out an electric car, and then if something goes wrong with it, you take it somewhere, and the guy goes, well, I haven't quite completed all my training on this yet. I don't really know how to fix it. This whole thing has not been thought out. It's not been thought out because it's not.
The grid itself. Look at, you're the one that pointed out the grid. Look at California.
Yeah.
They don't have the infrastructure there to even begin to start doing it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, they got blackouts for turning on your air conditioning. You can't plug your car in. It's not going to happen. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to David in Iowa. David, you're up next.
On the electric bikes, I'm 85. I bicycle over 200,000 miles. My dealer has told me that the percentage is already over 50% electric bikes. Yes, they do pedal them. They pedal them slowly. They do that just to kind of keep a charge going. But those things will do 20 miles an hour. That's the speed of a racer.
Yeah, I think he said his did 25.
That's their normal cruising speed. Yeah.
So you have one. You have one, right?
Right, right alongside one? Of an experienced bicycle racer. It's just amazing. But that's not really why I called you.
Okay.
Some stuff on Steve Voss.
Yeah.
1992, We Must Take America Back. We all know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the terrorist thing on attack, there's a song that he wrote. There is an eagle. That song went shooting up the country charts. Amazing. Oh, well, there's more than a million songs, and he shot right up through the chart on that one. Mm-hmm. And I'm a vinyl person. Mm-hmm. I like vinyl. I got more. I didn't throw my vinyl. I've been vinyl since the 50s.
I didn't either. I got tons of it.
And I still got all of my vinyl.
Yeah.
And I wanted a copy of We Must Take America Back from 1992 on vinyl. So I got on the Internet, did a search. I found three copies of 45 RPM of this. I bought all three of them. And I called John Statmiller, and I even sent him a copy of it.
Oh, that's cool.
And on the back side of that We Must Take America Back song, there's a song called Never Had a Chance. That song is probably one of the best recordings ever made in history. What's it about? First part of it is about drugs. Second part's about abortion. That is one of the most amazing songs I've ever heard.
Who does that song? Who does that song?
This is an old deal, HTTP deal and all that. The website is wnd.com/2001/10/11379/9. It's got the information in there about it.
Okay.
That song Never Had a Chance. Some ladies are going to have a little trouble with that song. It's that good.
I guess they would.
How could you
guess
write a song about abortion and drugs? Steve Voss did.
Yeah, interesting. I spoke to Steve a while back, actually, after John passed away.
I sent it to John.
I was hoping to get him on the show how influential he was with that song and John's broadcast. Of the title of the National Intel Report, but I couldn't get him. He unfortunately turned out to be kind of a politician, and He didn't make time for me, unfortunately. I wish he had, but he didn't. So leave it at that.
That's about it.
Yep. Appreciate the call there, David. Let's go back to the phones. Chance in West Virginia, what's on your mind?
Yes, Steve. I think you guys got to do something with that time delay because people are stepping on each other without even realizing it, you know?
I'm missing it. Say it again. What did you say?
I think you guys got to do something with that time delay because people are stepping on each other and they don't realize it.
Oh, time delay. Well, I'll talk to Julie after the show about it. Yeah. I don't know. I think we got some issues on the website right now. I understand it's hard to post anything. I've got some stuff I want to post. And I think Michael's working on that and Julie's working on that. So we'll hopefully get that all working back. I think the archives are up and running.
They just don't realize that they're talking on top of each other. And as far as vinyl goes, I kept all my vinyl, too. I have a couple of thousand albums still on vinyl I never got rid of. The reason I called, Steve, did I hear right? The guy from Florida called and said he looked out his window, saw a guy on a three-wheeler wearing a face diaper and flying a Ukrainian flag?
Ukrainian flag, yes.
It seems to me the only thing missing was a Tranny Lives t-shirt matters. I mean, you know, these are the kind of folks I wish would all get the jab. As a matter of fact, I wish they would get 100 jabs each. Because these fools are so stupid that I think they're just useless having around, really. If they're that dumb and ignorant to what's being done to us and they can't see through this by now, I think they should all... They should all get 100 jabs each. Thin the herd,
I think just having one is bad enough, but my guess is they've had the 1, 2, 3, and then they're up to, what, 7th or 8th now booster, I think, 8th booster now. And then we have the new one coming out in 2 weeks, so I'm sure they'll be in line for that. You know, their longevity is their life is going to be very short. And you can't fix these people are very – They're based. Everything they do now is in fear, and a person in fear doesn't think anymore. So, unfortunately, we will not be able to reach these people. They're too far gone now. They're too far gone.
Well, see, Steve, if people live in fear, they don't deserve to live anyway. That's the way I look at it. Yeah. If you're going to live in fear, you might as well croak. What is the point of life?
I don't know.
I mean, makes sense to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does to me too. I resisted this from day one. I called it what it was from day one. It's fraud. And I made my case over and over and over again on fraud, but not everybody listens to this network, listens to this show, and they turn on the mainstream media, and they have the brainwashing indoctrination right there. This is going to kill you. You better take your shot. They show you pictures of people on ventilators in hospitals and holes in their neck, tracheostomies, and you don't want to be like this, so get your shot. And people not thinking and just believing what they're told, line up like sheep, the good little sheep, and get their shots.
Well, you know, Steve, people who consciously make a decision to get these kill jabs, I say good riddance.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for taking my call.
You got it. I'm telling Julie, let's cut this next break here, Julie. Appreciate that. Thanks, son. And we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Reb in Colorado. Welcome, Reb.
Okay, here we go again. This U.S. Pentagon First Team Boat Scout Reb. We got the word from militia groups around America. This isn't a plot to go to green energy. Everything that supports your life is going to be shut down. I told you the truth, and that's the facts. It's going to be shut down. They know those windmills they're going to build along the East Coast aren't going to get you electric power.
No.
They know there's not going to be charging stations to charge this. They're shutting you down. Yep. You're not going to have your life support systems in your little hovel wherever you live. This is they know what they're doing. They're not going over to an energy. You're getting put out of business.
Out of business,
so,
you're right.
Yep. These militia groups are saying, that's it. They're not going to take to this. They're going to start shooting. And that's what's coming.
Yeah,
and
I think you're right. I think we're coming down to a revolution. We're going to have to fight for
down your
what
life
we have.
Support. Is that what you want? We're at the top levels of the U.S. government.
Bubba Scout Rep. We give out the phone number, 703-697-9121. You paid for this. We don't want your money. Shove it. We don't want any donations. We're not looking for medals. We're not. Well, that's why we use a call sign. She's Bubba. She's Scout. I'm Reb. 13 letters. We want you to call that number and say, we're fed up. Make those deadbeats, Bubba, Scout, Reb, do their job. And we're going to fix this. They're not doing this to change over to anything. This is all a shutdown of your life support system. Yeah, they're going to, well, not you. They're bringing in the garbage from the third world here now. They're going to force them into these not-so-smart places. And they're going to work what's left to them. They're not reducing world populations, jerks. There's more of them than ever before. They didn't have to bring them here. They could have got rid of them where they were.
Yep.
So whatever I say,
he's a white boy. He's a white supremacist.
We want to stop. That's white supremacy. If you want to stop this crap, you're a white supremacist. It doesn't matter. I've heard I'm too white. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got long, thick, blonde hair and pale white skin. You're too white. They can see me from blocks away. That's a white boy. Let's not listen to him. 703-697-9121. Don't take no for an answer. You paid for this.
All right.
Paying them. You say, make those deadbeats, Bubba, Scout, Reb, do their job.
All right.
I'm telling you, I'm sick of listening to these broadcasts. We're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
I want to do something.
We can't play nice. I've decided, I told my wife the other day, you know, the Democrats in the deep state, they are dirty, underhanded. And if we think we can win by playing nice by the rules, sorry, man, it's not going to happen. That's why there's no prayers. No prayers for me going to the enemy here. No, not going to happen. I'm not turning the other cheek. As Val Kilmer said, playing Doc Holliday in Tombstone, I am your Huckleberry. I am your worst nightmare. Don't mess with me. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Well, Rip. Get a name out and get that phone number, 703-697-9121. Don't stop phoning them, and don't stop saying Bubba Scout Rev like your life depends on. They're not doing this to transition to anything. They're getting rid of you and your way of life. That's what this is really all about. It has no.
I understand.
They know
I understand
there's not
going
to be enough power to charge that crap. They know that no one can afford it. Don't you think they figured this out? It's a scam. Send us money, and we'll send you more. That's the same scam. It's going to be better
for
you when we take away your life support system.
Yep. Reb, we got to get going here. We got to get going. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Yep, you're 100% right. Yeah, this is not even a possibility. The windmills, I mean, what a joke. California pushing it, having controlled blackouts, scheduled blackouts here. For the heat wave, you can't have your AC on, but you can charge your cars up and get to work. Yeah, none of this stuff is ever going to work. We know it's not going to work, and he's absolutely right. They just want to control you, and they're telling you of an agenda that's not even possible, not even possible. Rob, let's... I'm going to give one little bit of information here. I just think it's kind of funny. I saw the clip the other day of Mitch McConnell, and evidently the second time he's had a little freeze problem in front of the microphone and just staring like a deer in the headlights. And I thought about it. And I counted that one out. 45 seconds. Wow, 45 seconds. Evidently, the doctor said he's had no stroke, no CVA, no TIA, no transient ischemic attack. Mitch just likes to stare. And maybe he saw some stunning eye candy in the audience there. I don't know. What a beauty here. And I think I'll just stare for about 45 seconds. But I think it's good time for a parody song from an old hit from Lynyrd Skynyrd, Call Me the Breeze. Let's redo it to Call Me Mr. Freeze. And I think that would be a great parody song. If anybody out there is in the music business wants to do a great parody song on Mitch McConnell, please go to use the Lynyrd Skynyrd, Call Me the Breeze. Change it to Call Me Mr. Freeze. I got to see that one on video. All right, Rob, let's talk about 9/11. Today was saturated in the mainstream media. It's just mainstream media was 9/11, 9/11. Showing us the videos all over again. And I know the story. At least I know the truth to what really happened. It's we're looking at a diversion today. It was a major diversion away from Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, all their problems, all their corruption, all the money under the table. I don't know how many days they can stretch this 9/11 out. I assume they will. They've been reading the names and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and New York City there at the World Trade Center, going through all the names and everything, all the first responders, all these people that have died. And it was a saturated day. I finally just had to turn it off. I couldn't handle it anymore. But let me get my notes here real quick here and switch over something. And let's talk about this. It's time. It's time. Well, it's actually not just time once a year we talk about this. But today is go ahead. Go ahead.
My question comes to play is very simply to everybody. Does everybody realize that they saw planes hitting those buildings because they watched it on TV? Right. Were they there? Oh, wait, did they interview all the people there? I've listened to interviews, and many, 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 many people said, I heard multiple explosions up above.
Yep.
I released a video today that had the comparison of the naked video of the same view of the building right next to the picture of the same view of the picture of the building with the same explosion with right. the plane CGI'd coming through a concrete reinforced with steel building and the nose of a plane that's made of plastic comes poking out the other side like it was in some Roadrunner cartoon.
Yeah.
So, again, it's very simple. Everybody can live in a delusion, mm-hmm. but they can invite us in. We don't have to go into that delusion. And unfortunately, there are people just like the maskers,
yep.
the COVIDians, as my brother calls them.
Yeah, COVIDians.
They will go to their deathbed believing that they did the best thing by getting that shot.
Yeah.
And even if we could physically, scientifically prove it to them that they're dead because of that, there's no way they'll yeah. believe it. And the same yeah. thing with 9/11.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me go through the first sheet here. We got some calls coming in here. I want to get these two, but you know, today again is September 11th, 2023, 22 years after that false flag event. Yes, I said false flag event of 9/11. The Pentagon hit not by a plane. No debris to convince me a plane hit the Pentagon. Of course, there's no skid marks from the belly of the plane on the lawn. There's no landing gear. There's no wings on the lawn there itself. There's no indication that a plane actually hit that. And then show you some grainy footage of something I wanted to convince you that it was a plane, but it was just a flash. There's no indication a plane actually hit the Pentagon, and I'm pretty certain it was a missile. The wings would have been markings on the walls. You would have seen the wings, definitely. And you always see in plane crashes, you always see debris. I've always seen debris. All the plane crashes we see all the time, there's debris everywhere. There's fuselage, there's the wings, there's the landing gear. The landing gear just doesn't disappear. And I never saw any of that stuff on the Pentagon. And I've seen a lot of plane crashes. So, again, a plane, no, not there. The camera footage confiscated. Confiscated? Why? Why would they do that? Well, they want you to see their version of what really happened. We're going to feed you a story here, and we'll convince you that it was a plane, even though this you can't really see it in the video here. A grainy photo, something flashing, hitting the Pentagon, and that's a plane. Really? I can't see that. Building 7 is our red herring. No plane hitting the building whatsoever. An office fire can collapse the building in a free fall. Yeah, right. We'll be right back.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Again, Building 7 is our red flag. No plane hitting this building here, and they tell us an office fire has the capacity to collapse a building in a free fall. I think it was a 7-second or 8-second free fall. I could be wrong on the time on that, but it's not possible. That is not a possibility. Ground Zero showing red hot molten steel from an office fire? Yeah, that's what they say. This is possible. Glowing steel from an office fire. No, not buying that one either. First responders and our firemen dying or have already died from cancer, radiation poisoning, which has to be some kind of nuclear reaction. I don't think it's asbestos. I think there was a nuclear reaction going on there, and these people have died. Of course, funds have been set up for them to give them some funding, some money for this inside job here, this false flag operation carried out. The IDs of the terrorists, I thought this was hilarious, IDs of the terrorists found at Ground Zero surviving the fires. Amazing. Hot molten steel, and then somehow somebody says, hey, look what I just found. Yeah, 19 terrorists with box cutters carried out this attack. There's no way. Let's go to some phone calls here quick, and then we're going to get back into the discussion. I got plenty on this, and I want to get to the top hour and get this in. Let's talk to Lynn in Maryland. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you, Steve. And hi, nice to meet you, Rob. Let's just hope Joe Biden didn't get involved in any strikes. He didn't do the train workers any good. Okay, I'll go fast. You're right about Building 7. Anybody who doesn't know ought to look into it because it didn't fall until late in the day, and it was a perfect detonation, unlike the Twin Towers that I heard actually on the news today, a false thing, that they knew that buildings were going to fall. Well, actually, if you listen to what those firemen were saying in the tapes that were live, they knew the buildings weren't going to fall. That's why they all ran into the buildings. They knew the buildings were built never to fall. A plane,
Okay,
I'm going to go from there. Actually, this morning, I heard the re-air because I slept all morning long, amazingly. Unlike the real 9/11, and I wish my husband was still here because he woke me up and I had to go get him away from the courthouse. I'm like, get away from the courthouse! Okay, but on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, the first era was questions about 9/11. It was wonderful. When I first started listening, really listening, because it actually, when my husband was alive, was on every morning, but I didn't pay any attention. But in the early 2000-aughts, when I started watching TV and I started listening to Washington Journal, a person once a month would use their call to call in about 9/11 truthers. And then over a year, others started all calling in. They drove Pedro and others crazy doing it. And it got a voice. But today, people called in speaking the truth, and the gal who was hosting, which wasn't Greta, actually was swimming through for a perfect loop, and she kept defying it and saying, well, what about the NIST report, when people would mention the report about 9/11 and other things that happened. So it was great. But the other thing is, remember, this is also the anniversary of Chile being, you know, taken over by our government, Kissinger, CIA, and you know, putting Pinochet into office. Yeah. Become a dictator. That was 50 years ago today, and he dictated for 30 years. But what I keep thinking about is, remember that book report from Iron Mountain that Kennedy supposedly had a secret group that met once a month to come up with something other than World War III? And I think it was. But the thing is, it's like, did I read that book wrong? Because look at what's going on with all this weather crap. And look at the earthquake in Morocco. I mean, that's easy with HAARP, an earthquake like that. That's like Fukushima and those idiots pouring, you know, the tritium water in the Pacific, though it hadn't been pouring in there for years anyway. And, you know, these people, whoever they are, and they seem to be, you know, not conforming to the weather treaty with the UN, people are messing with stuff. And we, the people, are the victims here. And we can't continue to be the victims. So I would recommend people listen to that interview with Dorfman on Democracy Now! It was the last part of the program. Dorfman actually was an advisor to Allende, the president that was killed. And it's very good, and we can all learn a lesson from that. Because when these people do their thing, a lot of innocent people die. And I don't want to die for no damn good reason.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
And we have to stand up for each other and take a stand.
I agree. 100%. Good point. Well, point
Thank you.
Taken
for
there.
All the time you gave
there's.
Steve, I appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you. And especially
if we look
Julie.
Back at history of our government, of how many times we've caught them in lies, I don't know how anybody could actually believe anything coming out of their mouths, especially on this one here. Again, Building 7 is our red flag. It's not possible. I've talked to plenty of researchers on this, physics researchers, and they said, you know, the steel, this building was, you're right, absolutely correct. This building was built to withstand actually aircraft hitting it, and it's not possible. The office fire is not possible. This was a controlled demolition. No doubt about it. The first time I saw it, when I was living in Utah, and I watched it on TV, and I ran it back a couple times and watched it again, I said, that's a perfect collapse. That's like we see in Vegas when they take out the old casinos. That's a controlled demolition. There's no possible way. And you saw it stepping on top of each other, boom, 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 all the way down. And you could see that this fell down at the ground level there, the base. This was a controlled demolition. And Building 7 is 100% conclusive that this is not an office fire. This was a controlled demolition. We should not forget about Larry Silverstein. Weeks before getting insurance for a terrorist attack in case something happened to his buildings. And then again, his rhetoric, his words saying, pull it, which is a detonation term for controlled demolition. We should not forget these words and who profited from this. Again, there's so many things here that we've been told lies. A lot of our history is lies. I've realized that now at my age, that much of what we've learned in our past about history is not the truth. As Mike Rivera used to say, the victors write the history books, and they're always very kind to themselves. They make themselves look good, and they make the other guy look bad to vindicate themselves of what their actions were. This goes down in history. This one goes down in history for me. I look at the lies, the conspiracy, the true conspiracy of the Pearl Harbor attack. That was allowed to happen also. The JFK assassination, an inside job, intelligence. The Robert F. Kennedy assassination, inside job again. People of Peace, Martin Luther King, assassinated because he opposed the Vietnam War. Malcolm X, also, some of his peaceful resolutions here, not liked by the government, assassinated. The killing of John Lennon, I do believe, a man at which he was a socialist, as far as I understand his belief system there. But he did speak about peace. He didn't like war, and I don't like war either. These people that are very influential and have a large following, they die very young. We are not to believe anything from government. I look at the example. Pat Tillman had a great career as in football, went in and served his country. He died. Friendly fire. Family was told something definitely different. He was killed by the enemy, the bad enemy. The enemy killed him. And later on, the truth finally came out that he was killed by one of his own soldiers at what they call friendly fire. I'd like to call it stupidity and ignorance. That's what it is if you kill your own soldier. Definitely purposeful taking him out. I think he knew the truth, what had happened. He would come back and say, I made a mistake, and this is what the war is really all about. Can't have that happening. Take him out. I think I said my piece on that one, Lynn. I'm just disgusted with government. I don't believe anything that comes out of their mouths. I tell people, if the government says this, then do just the opposite, and you're going to be much better off. The opposite of what they say. Final word, yourself. You still got Lynn? We lost Lynn. Okay. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Tom. Tom in Utah. Tom in Utah, are you there?
Oh, there's the gate.
There you go, Stargate. Tom.
Hey, you didn't know that I lived in New York from 66 until 77. And I worked, initially I was taken there by the military, worked in intelligence. But as a consequence, I ended up working for Western Electric, creating the inter-office equipment for the towers. What's really interesting to me, I was sitting like you at my office here in Utah the time the towers came down. When I saw the towers struck, theoretically or allegedly, I said, oh, crap. There goes the economy. Why did I say that? Because I knew what happened in those buildings. And Building 7 was the bunker that housed all the files, the paper records. Yep. And then ultimately became the housing of the hard drives, the electronics.
And it had, I believe, in the basement, they had gold stored in the basement, which was removed before the implosion itself, the detonation. You know, we're supposed to believe that 19 terrorists armed with box cutters could walk through the airport, walk through a metal detector, allowed to be on the planes, and that's okay. Learning how to fly big planes in a short period of time, pilots would agree that's not possible. Aviation school lasts a long time. Yeah. It's very detailed. And, of course, we're not supposed to know about the PNAC document. Who talks about the PNAC document? Have you ever, Rob, heard anybody in the mainstream media talk about the PNAC document, the Project for a New American Century, the blueprint on how the U.S. would invade Iraq and Afghanistan? Have we ever heard that from the mainstream media, the PNAC document, and the people who signed the document? They wanted to conquer the Middle East.
The media is the enemy.
Yes, they are.
They are the true enemy of the people. They control everything.
Yep.
Operation Mockingbird.
Yep.
I was going to point out the fact that...
Go ahead, Tom.
9 o'clock is a curious time to strike the building. what does 9 o'clock mean in New York? That building started to load around 4 o'clock in the morning, and by 9 o'clock, almost all office personnel were in place. So when I saw that building start to give up people, beginning with the jumpers and then ultimately coming down, I said, there's more than 3,000 people, trapped in that building.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock, you're a full complement.
Well, we're supposed to forget about Dick Cheney meeting behind closed doors with the big energy companies, and we're supposed to forget about them slicing up the piece of pie of the oil fields and how they would divide it up. We're supposed to forget about actually the operation itself, which was called Operation Iraqi Liberation, which actually spells out oil. Better change that. That looks too obvious here. And again, always with the lies of bringing democracy. We must attack them. You know, we must bring democracy to the people. Well, you'd remove my rights and my freedoms. I don't have democracy, but you want to bring it to other people in other countries. I'm a little sick and tired of this bold lie of we're bringing democracy to other countries. Let's go back to the phones here. Tom, thank you for your call. Chris Steiner, you're up next.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, I think more attention. Oh, all right. One thing we should bring more attention to the anthrax attacks, because the false flag anthrax attack that followed 9/11, because that was the pretext for the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that's been implemented in every state to varying degrees. And the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons has their legal counsel has reviewed the various states, and surprisingly, Florida is the worst, though obviously hasn't been taken advantage of, where the state health director is allowed to forcibly quarantine, vaccinate, treat people, and destroy property, which could include pets. So I think it's important to bring attention to that, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that was implemented after 9/11. And there's also Bill Clinton's executive order that mandated the military to get 6 doses of the anthrax vaccine, Executive Order 13139. So I encourage folks to raise awareness to this. The Corbett Report has three good shows on that. I'll just mention the episode numbers if you want to check them out. They're episode 86, 383, and 388. And Dr. Meryl Nass is doing some great work on this with the World Health Organization. She's aware of it. And fortunately, 3 months ago when I was part of an interview with her, that she acknowledged that is an important point to bring attention to the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. I also wonder if DeSantis has encouraged so many folks to flock to the state and discouraged so many folks to stay in the state, encourage them to move out. As a result, maybe we'll be a state where we'll have a high concentration of folks who'll be easier to round up. That's my concern, because there are things with DeSantis, like him not standing up. If he can stand up against Big Pharma, he should be able to stand up against the Bill Gates' GMO mosquitoes being released in the Keys, or radioactive roads that he signed the bill for, radioactive waste to be used in roads, the waste from phosphate mining, and the tort reform with insurance, things like that. If he's going to stand up for fascism on a small scale, but stand against Big Pharma, I'm sure he has the strength to stand against all fascism if he really wanted to. So
I hope so. I hope so, Chris. I hope you're right on that. I really do. Like I said last night, I kind of wish that both could get together, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis would get together and bury the hatchet. Let's put this to an end. I don't want to see a percentage going to anybody other than right now Donald Trump. Be honest with you, I want to see a landslide. I want to see something overwhelmingly a win that it's impossible to steal this one. Now, they stole the last one, but I want this one to be so overwhelmingly in their face they can't steal it. And so I would suggest that there's no chance. I think Ron DeSantis is down to 13% now from 16. Simply throw in the towel and say, I give my full support. We've worked it out. I give full support to Donald Trump. So that 13% goes up to Donald Trump now. And boost him way up there. This is going to be an overwhelming landslide if we can even have this election. I'm hoping we can. But And then possibly in the payback later on, after Trump gets out, Ron DeSantis would get to go in, be president for the next two terms, 8 years. So we're looking at still 12 years of conservative politics in the White House, and a possibility. We're looking for a chance. Right now, I'm looking for a chance of somebody who has the guts to take on the deep state here. And we have to have something happen positive in 2024. I'm afraid this country is not going to exist anymore, Chris. I would like to see it happen.
Been doing that
we will
for a
see.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, RFK Jr. has been doing that a long time, even before he's tried to run for office. So I think he's built a big body of work. And yeah. And just, I'm concerned with all the deep state stuff with Trump, but I'll let you go because we're going into a break.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks again. More of your calls when we come back here. We're just trying to finalize this real quick here and get it done. 9/11. The fraud. Inside job. False flag.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Saudis defeated the great U.S. billion-dollar defense system. If that's true, then I want a refund. I want my money back. Rob, you want your money back. This is ridiculous that 19 Saudis could defeat the billion-dollar U.S. defense system here.
Hey,
and take notice also that the protocols, all that are in place from the military for protecting this country all seemed to fail at the same time. Isn't that amazing? They just didn't implement the protocols. They didn't allow it to happen, which means it is an inside job. The PNAC document, if you don't know it, find it on the internet, read it, look who signed on to the PNAC document, the Project for a New American Century. Look at those people and then look at the wording. We need something horrific to happen. We need another world. We need another Pearl Harbor type nature attack in order to carry out this PNAC document agenda of going into the Middle East here and controlling the oil. Always the same thing. We're bringing democracy to people when we don't even have really democracy here. We're going to go back to our last caller real quick here. Let him finish up here. Jerry in Illinois, you're up next.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make it real quick. Something that I don't think you touched on was the unconstitutional agencies and George Bush coming up with the Patriot Act, where they could spy on us through our religious beliefs or our Democratic, Republican, constitutional party beliefs. I think that's an important thing because we opened the gate for them to spy on anybody in the United States, and
yes,
that's all
did.
I wanted to add, man. Good show.
That's,
thank you.
That's a good point to make. I did not include that, but yes, that Homeland Security, that whole Patriot Act thing was devised from the scheme there, their false flag event, and the inside job is that we need now to control the people, know what they're thinking, see what they're doing, where they're going, and you're absolutely correct, Jerry, that these agencies were created out of fear that we were supposed to worry about terrorists all the time. You know what, Jerry? The terrorists, they're over there, but they're also here too. They're in Washington. They're in Washington. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at these politicians. They are not patriots. They're not Americans. These are evil people in the same mold as Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. These are evil, evil men. And always wanting what? Power, money. What else they're looking for? Controlling of the people here. This is an atrocity, and they spoke today on news, on the mainstream media news, about teaching children who didn't know about this yet. We need to teach the children what happened here. Yes, you're going to teach them the narrative that you went with, that you tried to convince us with, and they were nothing but bold lies. None of the stuff that you told us were the truth, and they're going to have to seek out the information for themselves. If it's even available on the internet at some point in time, they'll probably realize we need to take this off. The PNAC document will disappear off the internet. We can't have people learning the truth that our own government killed its own people in order to carry out an agenda to go to the Middle East. We can't have that happening. Rob, take us out.
Yes.
Last words.
So, you know, and the last caller said about the, you know, all this stuff that was missing. We haven't talked about the fact that our entire national air defense was shut down. How could we not track and take down rogue planes? Not do that if they were, quote, in the air. Why was our entire Air Force on the ground?
Yep. And orders by Dick Cheney to not shoot down the plane. Orders by Dick Cheney not to. Hey, that completes our show tonight. Thank you again for the calls and great calls tonight. Health, happy, sustained travels.
I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light. Fly me high through the...
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.